Now you can talk.
All right. Mark Davidson with Design Consultants Group. With me tonight is Mr. Elder. He is a member of Workman. Him and his wife are the members of Workman Store LLC. And we'll hold off on that, and we'll just tell you. They bought Workman Store to reopen Workman Store.
Okay.
We'll cut it to the chase.
All right.
That's exactly what they want to do.
Tell us.
Mr. Elder's been before you on other applications where he's wanting to branch out and from his existing Tim's Aloha stand on Bethany Beach.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did was he found a piece of property that he thought was a store, but because of the non-conforming of the prior zoning, it's AR1, and it was shut down for more than 2 years, it reverted back to AR1. So that's why we're here before you. We're asking for rezoning to B1. I can tell you this property is located directly diagonal to a piece that's already zoned B1, which is in the area.
Good.
Not much is going to change, with the exception of trying to work some things out with DelDOT. As was shown, again in the booklet, no traffic impact study basically says it wasn't required. He opted in, he bought into the area-wide traffic impact study. It shows in my email how much he has to contribute to that, which is $5 per trip. So he will contribute to that. The only change that we're going to make out here to the site for right now that we're discussing with DelDOT does not like the fact that we would be backing out on the Delaware Route 20. So what we're working with DelDOT with is they would like to see a concrete island here for a future traffic signal so that they have a place to put a pole. So we're showing a traffic island here. They also stated that they would not like him to have direct access to Route 20. But because of the constraint, the setback of the existing building, they said they would be willing to, if he wanted to put some parallel parking spaces along the front, they would be willing to grant him access for one way within their right of way, as long as we can maintain at least an 8-foot shoulder. We have a 10-foot shoulder. Mm-hmm. We can maintain, and then he would have to curb. I show green because at first they didn't want us to curb it. I got an email later saying they do want us to curb it. So they'll be curbing along the front here to block access from anybody being able to come out on 20. So what'll happen is people will come on shortly, come into this one way. This actually this is unusual. It was given to me by DelDOT. DelDOT wanted me to put diagonal parking in here and parallel in front of the warehouse.
Okay.
So that's what I did. That's what we're showing. We're showing a one-way around. I submitted that to the Conservation District. They gave me the approval letter.
Whatever.
Again, this portion of Workman Store would be the store. There's an existing part back here that used to be the old feed store.
Right.
It's just going to be storage.
Okay.
Warehouse for Mr. L.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was quick.
And concise. And we'll see if anybody has any questions.
Well, quick and concise, but I think you know, it did cover a lot, plus the book covers a lot, too.
Well, I think it's all, yeah.
Questions
all
might cover some more.
Yeah, questions might cover some more.
Yeah, we'll see if anyone has any questions. And we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you. I was trying to keep track with some emails, I guess, that passed back and forth between your office and Brian Hall.
Yes.
Seems to shed some light on why the Sheila branch was perhaps not on our agenda tonight. What was the synopsis of what Brian Hall's office stated? Do they support the recommendation for a change of zone?
I can share with you what they stated was, and I met with them yesterday, was that normally they don't support a commercial rezoning in a level 4. They're in a level 4. But given the history of this site, given the fact that it's only a half an acre in size, and being that this, since the late 1950s, was Workman Store, that they are going to write that they're not going to put their standard language in their plus letter stating that, you know, we do not recommend a rezoning in level 4, that they do support Mr. Elder being able to read. Now, that,
that's what was stated at the meeting yesterday. So
is that in the letter in the book, or
no.
Is your statement?
They're saying that the letter, you know, they put their letter together and they'll mail it out.
Statement's on the record.
All right. They're requesting a letter from staff requesting them to consider this application, even though it's in level 4.
Okay.
And we have to give them a little history.
Okay.
We just got that notice by email yesterday late, and we haven't responded to it yet.
And how does this application meet the goals and objectives of the purpose of the B1 zoning ordinance?
About that, the fact that it's he's going to be able to, it gives, what that does is, if you've seen Morgan Store here lately, it is in need of some repair, a lot of repair. And it's been let go over the years. What Mr. Elder is trying, if approved, and he gets, to rebuild this, it's going to take a lot of funding. So it would, I know what you're asking, but the B1, what he needs is, in order to get the funding from the bank, he needs to have a B1 zoning to be able to do it, to fund the amount of.
And once he gets that, then his operation would support the.
That's correct.
Existing and proposed subdivisions of record in the immediate area.
Yes, that is correct, yes.
Thank you. That's all.
Okay. Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
But as we all know, that if we have a change of zone to B1, what's there is not necessarily what's going to be there in the future. That the B1 zoning allows you to do multiple things, including bulldozing down all those buildings that are on that property. Am I correct?
That's correct. But
we're dealing with a land use issue. We're not dealing with, I know the historical piece about the you know, I'm sure I ate when it was a restaurant there more than once, and who knows how many other times I was there. But we're talking about here and today, not the past.
And what I can share as a consultant and a planner, that
half acre, if he bulldozes down, we have to use stormwater management. And come to find out, and I didn't know this until I applied for it with the conservation, it was a shock to even Jessica Watson that we're in the Inland Bays watershed. So we would have to adhere to the pollution control strategy. Yeah.
So in other words, you're never tearing that building down.
That building's never going to get torn down. If he does, he has to adhere to all those regulations. So
or an additional lane.
That to
B1 opens it up to all different kinds of uses, but he could never fit anything. I mean, there would just be no. I shouldn't say never, but there's probably something. But
and who's the owner of parcel 15?
You can if you come up here and give us your name.
I'm Tim Elder.
Yep.
That's Peter Brown, who submitted that letter of.
And while you're here, are you going to be granting continuing access to this property? I noticed that you have the driveway that goes through the back part of your property that leads to parcel 15. Is that existing access going to continue, or is that?
I'm okay with it continuing.
I mean, it's shown here on the plans. I don't. That's why I'm asking. Is your intent to continue that, or is your intent to?
My intent is to continue that, unless DelDOT tells us otherwise that we can't. That's Mr. Brown, I guess, uses that to access his property a little bit.
So as I envision this, you're going to have somebody coming down Hardscrapple Road, is going to hang a left onto Shortley Road, and then make a sharp left into your parking lot, and either parallel park in the front or drive all the way around your building. Is that correct?
That's the scenario. Again, this is the layout that DelDOT gave us to consider. And in the interest of time, we were still negotiating that with DelDOT, but I had to get something submitted in time for this hearing. And I can tell you, in our first previous meeting that we had with Bill Brockenbrow and Mark Cote, actually in our, we have two meetings with DelDOT, they stated that having just an island here was okay, that backing out was fine.
It wasn't until I got a phone call, Mr. Elder got a phone call from DelDOT stating that they're rethinking that. And they told me to put a concrete curb there. They told Mr. Elder to remove the concrete curb. So it's been, we're still dealing with DelDOT, and, but they had shared with us that parallel parking out front, some parking right here, and then diagonal coming in here with parallel is what they wanted to see. And like I said, I had to get a plan in here to meet the time frame, so this is what we came up with.
Had they ever been to this site? That's an uncommon I got for DelDOT. I have no more questions, Mr. Chairman. Because
Mr. Burton.
Thank you.
I have no questions. I think Mike almost asked mine.
Oh.
I'm good.
Can you tell us, I know this is a B1 rezoning, the site, the building's been used for a restaurant, minor retail sales of goods in the restaurant area. It appears that it was used for an old feed house or something in the rear, I'm not sure. Could you tell us any history of what all the uses of this property, the basics of it?
What I found out was, I've talked to a few people, and one happens, my secretary, she informed me that two of her stepchildren actually used to work here. But going back through the history, Dale Workman started this back in the late 1950s, and he opened up a store here where the farmers would gather. I believe at that time, and if you look through some of the aerials, it was just here. It was just this portion of the store that he opened. The rest of this here was a feed sale. He sold feed, farm supplies to all the local farmers. And I happened to find, I did find an old signpost, piece of concrete in here, and digging around, there's some bolts hanging out of it, so the old sign probably was here, not sure what was on it. But as far as I know, that's what it was used for. I think, and like you said, it was probably some kind of retail sales. I do know that when I was growing up in Georgetown, my dad and I would go to the dump. Stop here for a scrapple sandwich every Saturday morning. So, I'm familiar with it. It's probably the way why I look the way I do. But I'm just saying that was
because of the dump or because of the scrapple.
And what would Mr. Elder's proposed uses be to show that it would be compliance with C1?
Yeah. Warehousing. B1.
I mean B1. Warehousing technically is not permitted in a B1 district unless it's related to the business on the premise.
I think the warehousing part was what it was back when.
I'm just saying what he proposed
it
now. That's why I asked that question.
So
it would be storage related to his business on site.
Scratch it out and just put storage for him.
That's fine. I just want to make that clear.
But what he's doing is somewhat similar to what Workman's store was. It had a counter, had a place for people to sit and eat, and they sold goods, small goods.
But basically, his proposal is to do basically the same thing.
That's correct, yes.
Right. Except the feed and
Except for the feed and, yes.
More restaurant, general retail, sundries, whatever.
That's correct, yes. Yep.
So,
Council?
No questions, thanks.
Okay.
I have another question, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
Based on the square footage of the buildings that are there now, is there sufficient parking being provided?
That will be determined once we determine what is
well,
used for patron use.
Very,
because in
very,
retail,
yeah, very quickly, just, the, I'm sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's determined on the patron use for retail. So.
How many spaces do you have there? Just. About
12. Parallel ones in the highway?
I have 13 spaces.
13 spaces. All right.
Well, times 200, that's 2,600.
That's fine. That's
the store is only 1,900
square
feet.
I was doing the math. So, yeah, it's well, and the storage portion of it wouldn't count. So you wouldn't have to count it. So you'd be your
30 employees then. Yeah. How many employees?
Yeah, and employees, yeah.
One per two.
Four.
Yeah. So he's still got
anything else?
They gave him six employees.
Good.
I'm good.
Okay. All right. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1686 Workman's Store LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1686 Workman's Store LLC? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us so to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our public hearing agenda for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, which was subdivision number 2009-2, Keith Properties Incorporated.
This is Mr. Chairman, regarding subdivision.